Wendy Kreps Peterson lives in Madison. Her husband, Keith Kreps, passed away in August. Death was inevitable, but he planned the time and the place. Friends gathered at his bedside for a final farewell.
It didn't have to be scary and dark and terrifying and morbid. In fact, it was beautiful. And it was lovely and peaceful, and he deserved it.
Only 5 states allow doctor-assisted suicide. Wisconsin is not among them. Keith's situation was different than Brittany's. He was an active man who became bedbound as a result of an undiagnosed disease. He needed assistance for every aspect of his life, including breathing. Dr. Toby Campbell is chief of the palliative care program at UW School of Medicine. He explains Keith was on life support.
So he made a decision to turn off a machine, a breathing machine called a BiPAP machine that was supporting his breathing and keeping him alive. And because he was dependent on that machine to stay alive, he had an option to turn it off.
Maynard had made the difficult decision to end her life on November 1st. In her home, surrounded by friends and family. She moved to Oregon to seek a doctor's aid in dying before being further robbed of her physical and mental abilities and ultimately reduced to complete dependency. Wendy encourages everyone to consider their options and talk about their final wishes with their family before it's too late. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.